7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Oh, boo-ah, ha, 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 ha. Okay, let's go. Goals wait for no man. The current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin a very exciting episode of The New Hamburgers. What I meant to say was it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm sitting here on my floor. I got a cat on my lap. Hi, Peppa. Who's a good kitty? You're the business baby. We got business baby doing kitty business. It's such a businessy time of day. Oh, goodness gracious. My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. Peppa is the sergeant at arms. And we're sitting here trying not to freeze. Why? Because it's cold day. What happened? Well, I slept pretty good, but I woke up and I wanted to sleep for another hour because it was kind of early. Yeah, I'm looking at the clock. The clock is messed up. Okay. And I thought, okay, well, I guess I better get up. But I didn't want to because I was nice and warm, but my leg was being a little bit weird. And so I thought, yeah, I think I'll just get up. And so I got up. And I started moving around, and the first thing I noticed was like, whoa, it's cold. It's not supposed to be cold. It's supposed to be warm today, right? Didn't they say it was going to warm up on the weather hyping channel? So I was thinking, no, it's supposed to be warm, but no. So then I realized, is it really that cold, or is it just my imagination? No, it really is just that cold. It's 5 degrees. And when I say it's 5 degrees, that's 5 degrees American. Yeah. So what are we at here? It's negative 23, negative 22, see, somewhere around there. No wonder I thought it was cold. So I thought, okay, yeah. So I blipped the fire on and I made some tea, and here we are. Sitting here with my cat. No wonder my cat was acting weird. My cat acts weird when it gets a little bit cold. And whoa, now I'm looking at the clock again and it's back to normal. That's weird. Huh. In case you've missed this information in the last couple weeks, my clock, this clock that I've had, this cheap, junky digital LED clock. It's just a clock. It's not even a radio. Did you know that you can buy a clock that isn't a radio? I didn't. I was surprised. Anyway. Oh, yeah, it's weird again now, though. Once it starts getting cold enough, this clock doesn't work quite right. And this is my indicator of temperature. And that's how I know when it's too cold. It's when the clock doesn't work. Because it freezes time. Oh man, and I'm drinking some great tea today. What are you drinking, Tobe? Well, I'm still on the Janhong Golden Buds from yesterday. And geez, at like 2:23 last night. 2:23 a.m. I was drinking the last of the tea thinking, wow. This is like the third or fourth infusion, and it's better than the first. So I'm like on the fourth or fifth infusion. I was looking at the leaves, but it's not really leaves. It's all just buds, and all the buds are nicely opened up now. Wow. I shouldn't be surprised that this tea is that good. I mean, it's what I paid for. This is the most expensive tea I've ever bought. And, oh, wow, is it worth it? I going to have to go crazy? No, I am not going to have to go crazy. I'm going to have to try to stay calm and not go crazy. And drink all this really expensive tea really fast. I got to stretch it out. Wow. Now I just feel like drinking more tea. I don't feel like doing anything but drinking tea today. Although I should work on my little art project. Where are we with the big sticker art project? Well, where are we? Oh yeah. Yesterday, I had some questions in my mind and I was looking at the website of a printer that I'm thinking about using, a printing company. And I dug around on the website for a while, and all that did was, you know, made me have a few more questions. So I had a few extra questions, and I had some questions about the original things. I was looking at the 800 number. Oh, okay, so that's what I did after Dubious Goals Committee. Well, actually, I ate lunch first, and then I called up this printing company and I talked to this guy for a while. And it was cool because he had been in the game for a while. And so I'm asking him all kinds of questions. We're having a fun time and laughing our heads off about, you know, printing jokes. And you know, I'm like, why is this so cheap? Blah, blah, blah. How can you afford to do this? Blah, blah, blah. And blah, blah, blah. So printing talk, talking shop forever. And then I found out that, yeah, no, these prices on these bleeds, that's the entire thing. That's not just a single edge. And I'm like, that's cheaper than it was back in 1988. And let's see, what else was there? Oh, there was a run out. No, there's no more overrun anymore. Okay, that's a great thing. But there's also a little issue that I ran into. And, the cat moved, so now I can reposition myself. There we go. So, yeah, unfortunately, this guy's an old printer, and he's not, you know, digital guy. But everything's digital now, and he knows digital printing stuff, but only from the angle that which he learned it. Okay, I don't know, I'm not going to be able to explain this, am I? He's not a computer guy. And so, you know, the only thing he knows is you have to use this special Adobe program to make your art, and there's no other possible way, and blah, 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 blah. Saying, well, yeah, but see here, homie, I've been in the computer game for a while, and I know that there's a lot of ways to make a PDF file. Come on. So, I didn't bother fighting the system. I just said, look, tell me what you need. And when it shows up on your doorstep, you don't ask where it came from. Well, he wouldn't even ask where it came from because all he knows is PDF comes from Adobe. So, yeah, I've got Adobe issues. The Adobe issues being that I'm personally not a big fan of the products, don't own any of them. I don't think I've used any of them since literally the 90s. I'm trying to think. Yeah, that. So, I gotta deal with some stuff, and I might have to learn how to use some software. Oh my god. So, yeah, I gotta make all of my paper art digital. And that's the other thing that annoys me. Is the printing industry still likes to use the term camera-ready art. You know, bring us your camera-ready art and we can print whatever you got. Okay. The problem here is that there's no such thing as camera-ready art anymore. Because I asked the guy, can't I just bring you camera-ready art? He's like, no, digital is camera-ready art. No, nothing digital goes to a camera. The reason that we use digital is that we can avoid the analog aspects like cameras. When you have a digital PDF file, you're going digital direct to plate. There's no camera involved. There's no camera-ready art needed. I have camera-ready art. And so they should be using print-ready art terms, or ready-to-print art, or direct-to-digital art, and not the term camera-ready. So, yeah, I'm annoyed, but when am I not annoyed? Too many tippies. Too many tips. Try to avoid the tippies.
Even though I truly could dance today, I'm gonna mash up the ballad, brother. There, Jano, but what? I and I do. Don't deal with violence. I and I is peaceful, Rasta man. I don't steal, cheat. You see it? I man serve. Selassie I continually. No matter what the weak heart say. And I know that I and I is like a tree that planted by the river of water. And not even the dog that piss against the wall of Babylon shall escape this judgment. For I and I know what. I and I know that all of you shall witness the day that Babylon shall fall.
Uncle Grandfather, I want perfect hair forever.
Oh, yes.
The other students laugh at me. They call me...
Beef Stroganoff, Beef Bourguignon, Irish Beef Stew.
Go!
Oh yeah. Hi Chizu. Hi Pozu. Deko Boko Kaiketsu Sensation. Yes, so we had to hear the theme from Jinsei there, so awesome. And before that, Easy Skanking by Bob Marley and the Wailers. Our Lil Nesta. So here we are, just sitting around on the floor, enjoying a nice cold day. And I just took a look at the weather hyping channel, and of course they're saying, oh, it's gonna be super warm tomorrow, like 14 degrees Celsius, and they're saying it's gonna be even warmer than that on Wednesday. Yeah, they say a lot of stuff. And I couldn't help but notice the woman's horrible, horrible boots. Is that the same woman who wears the dazzle camouflage still? Jesus. It might have been the same woman. I don't know. Oh. Good tea. And all I can say is, if you're going to hype up the weather, wear better clothing. You know, just... No, I'm not going there today, but all I can tell you is, do not wear dazzle camouflage. You're not fooling anybody, not one single person. Oh, man, I'm really into this Janhong. This is how you make tea, kids. I mean, damn, this is good. It's kind of distracting me from thinking about making lunch. Because I'm kind of thinking that I want to eat a baked potato, but yeah, I got to put that baked potato in like right now so that it'll be ready here in about an hour. But that's not the big topic on hand, or at hand. The big topic at hand is these, I don't know, 10 dozen 13 sheets of paper. Ugh, let's grab them. Here they are. All right, so yeah, I've got these papers. Oh, I hope you listened to yesterday's episode so this will make some kind of sense. So yesterday when I was sort of looking in my cabinet, one of my art cabinets, and looking for rubber stamps and rubber stamp carving materials and these types of things, and I found a big stack of art, and I grabbed that big stack of art and I started going through it, and in that big stack of art were these large pages. There's like 12 or more pages that are 11 by 17 size. What's that for my metric friends? That's 28 centimeters by, I don't know, 40 centimeters. And I grabbed this little stack of papers and I looked at it. I just looked at the top sheet and I thought, oh, it's copies of the zip code book. And then I looked closer and I looked at the next page and I thought, wait a second. And then I looked at the next page and said, wait a second. And then I looked at the next page and I said, wait a second. And I realized that they're all the same page. So I've got a dozen, 13, 14 pieces of paper here that are all the same copy of a single page in the... What the hell's going on here? I think my background... What the stuff is crapping out again? Okay. Come back, Johnny. So come back, Johnny. Johnny jumped in as Dotson. Okay. Right, so anyway, I've got these copies. And when I say they are the copies of a single page, I mean one single open page. Back in the day, back when I was doing a lot of mail art, I was doing a lot of other mail-related activities. And when I say mail here, I do mean postal services, the post. I used to like to play with the post. And not only did I make art to mail through the post, I also used the postal system as an artistic medium. And one of these artistic things that I used to do was just, you know, look for interesting names of towns and then get the postmarks from these weird towns. And so I used to go to the library and I would, go to the little reference section and pull out the giant zip code list. Because in every library in the United States, there is a book that has a list. It's a post office. It's a United States postal document, a giant book that is a directory of all the zip codes in the United States. So we're talking everything. And so what I used to do is I used to just literally just perform bibliomancy. I would just open this book to a random page and just start reading. Flip random pages and just keep reading until I found towns that had interesting names. Okay? And then I would mail the postmaster of that zip code and ask them, well, here, send this postcard back to me. Because here's what you do if you want to do this. You print up a bunch of labels that are address labels of yourself. You go out and you buy 50 postcards from a postal stationery store. These postcards are official post office products that have the postage already printed on them. You don't have to buy stamps. So you buy these 50 postcards. You slap, or you could make your own postcards, but don't bother. Use the postal stuff. The post office loves it when you use post office stuff. Slap all your labels on there so you have these postcards that are addressed to yourself. Then you put a postcard into an envelope with a note that says, "Dear Postmaster, I collect postmarks. Would you please cancel this with your CDS, that stands for Circular Date Stamp, and drop it in the mail." And then you address the envelope to Postmaster and then zip code -0099. That's the postmaster's magic number. And so when you drop that in the mail, you don't need to put the name of the city on it or anything. You don't need a name on it, just postmaster zip code 0099. And that'll get to where you want. And then the postmaster, if the postmaster is cool, will open it up. Say, "Oh, we got some kind of post office fan here." And then they go ka-chunk with their stamp, they throw it in the mail, and it gets back to you in a day or two. And that's how you get postmarks of weird towns. And if they have a cool postmark, they'll use the cool postmark too. If they have some kind of special memorial postmark, it's a whole thing that I don't want to get into. But needless to say, there's a book of zip codes, and it has a lot of pages in it, and these pages are what I copied. But I only copied two pages, pages 254 and page 255. There's probably 360 town names with addresses. I mean, zip codes. And there's also the NPA and the time zone indicated. So this one single page that I have goes from Sharon, Georgia, NPA 706, to Slaterville Springs, New York, NPA 607. But the big question and the big mystery is, why do I have a dozen copies of this? What is happening? And so now I have to go through and read every single one of these town names, because I can't remember why I thought I needed to have a dozen copies of these town names. So I was thinking, oh, maybe there's something on here that I was really interested in and I need to save 12 copies of what? This is the big mystery. There are some interestingly named towns on this list. For example, we have Sheep Ranch, California. That's pretty good. We got Sheep Springs, New Mexico. Bunch of Sheffields. We got Shelby Gap. Not sure what's going on there. And there's a bunch. We got Shenandoah, Iowa, Sydney, Iowa, places I have been. Sheridan, Short Hills, Short Creek. And then at the top of the last column on the page, 6 Mile Run. Okay, that's weird. I think I have 6 Mile Run. I think I sent a card there because there's another one on here. Where was it? Show Low. Show Low. Two words, S-H-O-W space L-O-W, Arizona. Is that a gambling thing? You want to show low as opposed to showing high? Sydney Center, Simi Valley. There's all kinds of Sky Gusty, Skull Valley. Okay, these are all pretty great. But I know I didn't save these papers just for those names, and if I already sent cards to Sholo and 6 Mile Run, what could... Will I ever figure this out? I don't know. Find out on a future episode of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day, 19:30, and on radio, blah, blah, blah. I'm out of here.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.